thank you for joining us on this Friday for our Let's Talk Ministry. Get the privilege to be able to share with you from South Korea. And so just to give you a little bit of update, if you're part of our Let's Talk Ministry, thank you for your prayers. God has been good to us. Traveling did not turn out to be a major ordeal. Pretty much what we expected. Very smooth coming through South Korean customs and all the different things that we were required for, like a QR code, a health code, and all that. We didn't know how all that was going to work, but the Lord was very gracious to us. That all worked out really, really smooth. Walked the customs, and basically there was nobody there. We walked right up, and everybody came through no problem, and found Helen on the other side. Everybody had their suitcases, all their luggage arrived, so that was a huge blessing. And the last couple of days, we've been serving with Isaac's home, and we thank the Lord for the privilege to be able to come alongside of them and just be involved just in ways to love the children of that home. Had an opportunity just to be able to go to an area and let them play, an indoor play area, which normally is very, very hot in South Korea at this time of the year. And today, I'm recording this as Wednesday. It's the first time we've seen the sun. So we've been here almost a week, and it's been raining, overcast for us Floridians. That's wonderful because it's not like Florida weather, which it normally would be. But God has been good to us there. So we had a great chance to be outside and take the kids to an indoor play area, let them play and have some fun. We ate lunch with them, which is just a neat opportunity to be able to be with them, and then go to church with them on Sunday, which was a huge blessing. We had lunch with them. We had an opportunity then to stay around the afternoon and play. And then the staff cooked us bulgogi. That's my favorite Korean dish. So that was wonderful. And getting ready to transition to camp, getting ready to transition to weekend camp. So be in prayer for us in that. The kids are excited about it. And so we're trusting the Lord to be grace and strength in that. So we've been had devotions last night with our team and just talking around the gospel. And Susan and I have been praying, and Helen, that God would do an amazing thing in our kids' lives. As they're here, they get a chance to be with their friends and do some different things, but yet see what God's doing in all the way in Korea. And so two words that I've been processing in my heart and soul is one is to celebrate, and celebrate the fun things that God has given us to do. You know, just being with those children it was just, you know, fun. Celebrating the different strengths of the group that is with us, this Team Korea, they're unique. And so talking to the kids about their different giftedness and celebrating that, but also working on how do we not allow those earthly things to give us validation. And what I mean by that is just talking to our kids about the cross is enough, Jesus is enough, finding our validation and hope in Him. And so we had the chance just to read, you know, John 19, and then Pilate took Jesus and flogged him. And walking through that passage, just reminding our kids that, hey, you might win a race, go ahead and celebrate that, but that is not where to find your value. Find your value in what Jesus did for you 2,000 years ago. You might, you know, get an A+ on a test, celebrate the A+. But don't allow the A+ to be the validation of who you are as a person. And this is a very unique concept for our kids, because, and even for us as adults. I mean, there's adults who are busy doing things, and look what we've done and been. But no, saying to ourselves, no, I want to go back to Jesus. You know, didn't even open up his mouth. The soldier twisted the crown of thorns, put it on his head, and arraigned him in a public robe, or arrayed him in a public robe. They came out saying, "Hail the King of Jews," and struck them with their hands. Pilate went out again and said to them, "See, I'm bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no guilt in this person." And so just being reminded of the willingness Jesus had to empty himself of who he was as a person for us, and that we have hope and we have truth and we are validated in who we are, which then in turn gives us an opportunity to follow. And so I'd ask you to I'm not actually in the restroom. That is the way air conditioner sounds in Seoul, South Korea. So I'm sitting in the living room. Sorry for the extra noise, but just asking the Lord to work in this group, asking the Lord to be able to celebrate the fun things we're going to do at camp, but not allow that to validate who we are as people. And so thank you for your prayers. We're excited about what God is doing. And let me pray for us. Jesus, thank you for this new day, opportunity to serve you and be part of a family and a Let's Talk ministry. And even for that to be able to take place, even though we're, you know, literally halfway around the world, we know you're big enough, and we thank you for the technology. Thank you for people who are going to pick this up. But Jesus, we don't want to be excited about all those things. We want to be excited about what you did for us 2,000 years ago, that you're enough for us. So help us to walk in that. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.